sweetest thing. You too, the sweetest thing. Sketch comedy. Now, here they are. They call themselves Roy Lama, and there's a whole pack of them. And mainly, there's David M. Green. I have to say M.
Thank you very much.
What does the M stand for, David?
I'm going to reveal right now. It stands for Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, and it's just because I have my own website, davidmgreen.com, but there's also davidgreen.com, which is actually an adult site with naked people on it. So obviously,
what
don't want
do
people
to.
What do they do? Oh, I don't know. I haven't spent more than a few minutes
like
there.
Like doctors and nurses?
Possibly.
Really? Oh, I think I'm more interested in that. There are people all over the state putting in David Green now.
The address is out there now.
It's probably your website too, isn't it?
My other persona.
And Michael Princey. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, I don't have a funny website to promote, unfortunately.
What's your middle name?
My middle name, it actually starts with a D, so we kind of got the Michael and the D, but it's actually Dominic, after my grandfather.
Dominic.
Yes,
it's a good name.
My Italian ancestry.
Yes, well, Princey. Sounds a very noble name.
It does.
And your girlfriend from the famous girlfriend from Bendigo is in the green room.
She actually came and surprised me on Sunday. She didn't tell me she was coming to Adelaide. She just showed up at lunchtime on Sunday.
And were you ready for her?
No, I hadn't bought her any Easter eggs or anything. So we had to go out on Tuesday and get them half price.
See, why doesn't everybody do that?
Well, that was sensible. Now, your sketch this evening, Roy Lama.
Yes.
You can introduce it, please.
Oh,
it's about
you.
Ecology and Burnside, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Global warming, obviously, big issue right now. There are many possible solutions, one of which is planting forests. However, there's an unforeseen danger when it comes to trees, which this sketch explores further.
Hello, I am Roy Lama. They live among us, growing, blooming, falling over when nobody's around. Photosynthesizing. Humanity sure does have a symbiotic relationship with the humble tree, or wood column, as some scientists prefer. But one must remember, too many trees in one's life, and you could turn into this.
The new city hosts a large love-in concert to stop the war in Vietnam. During the meditation, the staff is placed in the center of the group, and everybody sends all their love and light into the staff and out into the world to help heal it. Now he plays it, and as he plays it, it shoots out colors in the shape of a heart and peace sign to each note played.
That's right. Hang around with the wrong kind of trees, and before you know it, you're a hippie. But what are the risks? Roy Lama has more. The other one.
Thanks, Roy. I'm Roy Lama, and I'm here at the Burnside Arboretum, or Tree Place, where I'm talking to a local tree enthusiast, Arthur Lee Sunflower.
Hey.
Yes, hello. Firstly, I just thought that I'd point out, don't you think it's a bad idea to place an arboretum in Burnside? Isn't that just going to give arsonist ideas?
Well, man, when you burn down a tree, you're only burning down a part of yourself, yeah.
I see. Are you by any chance a hippie, Mr. Sunflower?
No. Well, I was. But after an intervention, I discovered the error of my ways.
Oh, I see. You're a born-again square?
That's right. Now you're on the trolley. Nah, you're okay.
Is that why you kept your hippie name Sunflower, as a reminder of your past persona?
No, man, that's actually my surname.
Right. Well, what...
Oh, look out!
Oh, my goodness! You're almost crushed by that falling tree.
Oh, heavy, man. I know that happens all the time, but there are still some with hurt feelings around here.
Are you saying that trees have some sort of grudge against you?
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Roy.
What exactly are you doing to these trees, Mr. Sunflower?
Well, Roy, I'm not a one-tree man. The first time you hug a tree, you just want more. My friend said it'd be a laugh, you know? Drive down to the local orchard one evening, hug a peach or two, maybe grab a pear, and call it a night. But we found we couldn't stop there. Next thing I knew, we were staying out all night at the market garden, hugging, seeding, We were all just students at the time, man. While my other friends were going on pub crawls, we went on arboretum crawls. Oh, the trees we hugged. Deciduous, evergreen, coniferous. They were the best of all. Oh man, I can still feel those pine cones now. All pointy.
Right. I've always been a bit skeptical of that whole free love thing. I hope you at least protected yourself.
Well, yeah, at first, but after a while I hugged so many trees it didn't matter anymore. That's when I became a hippie. Suddenly I'm barefoot, bearded and protesting the Vietnam War.
But the Vietnam War ended 35 years ago.
You think I didn't know that?
Well, Arthur, how'd you break the cycle?
Luckily, when I first started university, I signed up to the Young Librarians Club. You know, for the free books and bathroom, light globes, all that stuff. However, there was some sort of mix-up, man, and I unwittingly joined the Young Liberals. Ironically, though, they showed me the way to salvation. Now I own this arboretum.
Look out!
Yes, thank you, Roy. Roy Lama there, speaking with the late Arthur Sunflower. Remember, listener, if you're handling trees, no gardening glove, no garden love. And now, back to Peter Gurz in the ABC studio.
Peter Gurz. I like an arboretum. Good on you, Roy Lama, and we'll come back to the fellows in a moment. Coming up to Soapbox After Dark, 1-300-222-891. What's on your mind? Earth Hour on Saturday. I'll ask the guys about this. I still have... I couldn't get rid of them. David... No, I mean that in a nice way. David M. Green and Michael Princey in the studio. And your girlfriend... oh, no, she's looking at Paul McCarthy. I saw she's watching. No, she was looking at him leaving. I need to check that out. She's come over from... She works in oral health.
That's right. She's studying oral health in Bendigo at the moment.
Does she look in your mouth?
She does, actually. She pokes around in my mouth and she complains that when I eat, I grind my teeth together too much at the back, and that's going to degrade them in years to come.
Nothing worse than degraded teeth.
That's right.
And it's nice to have someone looking in your mouth.
Yes, I guess so.
Dentist?
Well, she might be eventually.
Oh, I see. Oh, good.
But then I'm sorted out then, because I don't have to worry about going to the dentist.
Have your wisdom teeth come down?
I've already had them out. I had them out when I was 14.
Really? Yeah. All four or two?
All four.
In the chair?
Yes, in the chair.
Yes, like me.
I loved it, yeah.
Well, I didn't love it. In fact, I was in wincing agony when the anaesthetic... Wasn't it painful for you?
I had the twilight anaesthetic, and so it was just very comfortable. And
what's the twilight anaesthetic? Sounds like a band.
You know,
or a 60s TV show.
Yeah.
You're not completely out. They just put enough in you to have you kind of out of it. So it's a bit of a trip, and then you come to and you can see double. And the first thing I remember seeing was that my brother had his fly undone when I came back to again, but it looked like there were two of him in front of me. But all around, a very interesting experience.
Two of what in front of you?
Well, hopefully just two of my brothers.
What was your brother doing in the surgery?
He was there to pick me up.
Oh. Oh, I see. He wasn't there while the procedure was done. Oh,
well, I certainly hope not, yeah.
No. What are we talking about? David M. Green, M for Michael Green, and
hello.
Michael Princey. And thank you for your comedy. Now, something funny happened to you on Easter.
Yes.
With an Easter egg.
Yes, well...
A rabbit.
A bunny, if you will. Didn't really get that many Easter eggs this year because I'm kind of over it. But I do have an Easter bunny in my cupboard from Easter 2001. And it's been there for 7 years. And a couple of months ago, my mum loves chocolate.
Yes.
I didn't get that particular gene, but she was on a chocolate binge and there was no chocolate in the house. So she went into my room and started looking for chocolate. And she found that and she almost ate it. But luckily, nature... provided a warning sign, because when she peeled off the foil, the chocolate, which was a dark chocolate, was now white chocolate. So my dad also said, "What are you crazy? Don't eat that."
and did you throw it away?
I still have it. I still have it. Oh. See, the trick is to keep it for as long as possible.
Oh, I agree. I keep everything for as long as possible, particularly jokes. And you, Michael Princey. Yes. Bendigo,
That's right. I drive backwards and forwards to Bendigo now.
Yeah.
And I have all sorts of interesting stories from out on the open road.
Yeah.
But one was really strange. I had this guy who was tailgating me for about 20 kilometres. And he jumped out to overtake me at probably the most dangerous spot on the road, just before an overtaking lane, but not there yet. Mm. And as he went flying past, he had a personalised number plate. And it was safety. The word was safety. And he was the most dangerous driver on the road. I think it's a Victorian number plate, so
of
I think
course.
We can say that. Yeah, of course.
Although, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Michael Princey and David M. Green from Roy Lama. And we'll hear from you in a fortnight's time. I'm missing you already. Goodbye. Peter goes here on the evening show across South Australia and into the Silver City of Broken Hill. It's 21 to 9.